Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. It's our pleasure to bring on Penguins general manager Jim Rutherford. And Jim, a couple of years ago I wrote that you belonged in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and they finally listened. You're in. And Ron and I would like to express our congratulations. I don't think either of us have had a chance to talk with you since then.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And I thank you for the help.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think that was the deciding thing, Jim.
They finally
I don't think your three Stanley Cups had much to do with it.
They should have done it earlier.
Well, it takes a little bit of help from everybody, so I appreciate it.
Your speech ready, Jim? You working on it yet?
It's been ready for about a month. I go back and change something, some small little thing about once a week, but for the most part, it's ready.
Well, I guess, Jim, everybody likes their team at this point of the season. It's just getting started. Do you like your chances at least competing for a fourth Stanley Cup and the third one here?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a long ways to go till trade deadline to get your final team. But based on what we felt we needed to do to be able to contend, we were able to do. And, we make these moves over the last couple of years. We get tight against the cap. There aren't always moves that we want to make. We let some players go that we like a lot and that helped us win the Stanley Cup. So that's been tough. But at the same time, we're in a cap system. You have to make changes. We needed to get some more energy back into the team, and I think the addition of Tanev is going to help that a lot. I think he helped a guy like Brian Rust get back to his game. You know, they play that similar game, the speed game. And so there have been some good signs in camp that we've made the improvements that we need to make.
Well, Jim, you brought in three key guys. And can you give us, now that you've had a chance to see them, give us a quick scouting report on each of them? I'm talking about Cahoon, Galchenyuk, and also Tanev. What do you like about all three of them?
Well, in Tanev's case, we did a lot of homework on him. I mean, we liked what we saw on the ice, but we were looking for a good team guy and a guy that could help our team speed and, play with a lot of energy, a lot of determination. And he's done that, you know, right from the start of camp. And that'll continue based on all the reports that I get from the people that I trust. In Galchenyuk, unfortunately, he's had an injury here to deal with, and he only got one preseason game. We know what we've got there. I mean, he's very happy to be here. He was starting to get some chemistry with Gino as camp was going along. But given the opportunity, scoring opportunities, he can score. He can really shoot the puck, and hopefully he's going to be able to do that for us. And in Cahoon, he's a skilled guy. I don't think he had the best camp that we were expecting. He got moved around a little bit, but at the same time, he's a good player. He's a smart player. He'll be in the opening lineup, and I see that he's starting to get more comfortable here. He's getting used to the surroundings and his teammates, and hopefully he gets on a line that he can play with for a little while and get real comfortable and play the game we expect him to play, which is a high-skill game.
Will Sid be ready in the lineup for opening night, Jim?
That's my understanding. We practice here in about a half an hour. He's supposed to be in practice today.
And what's the latest on the injuries to Rust and Galchenyuk?
Yeah, Rust, I'll do Galchenyuk first. That's the easiest one. He skated on his own this morning. He will join practice tomorrow. If everything keeps progressing, he'll be available for opening night. Brian Rust's news is not as good. He'll be out fairly long term, and we'll have to place him on LTI.
And can you explain to us, Jim, how that'll work with the salary cap and when you guys have to be in compliance with it, if you could make that sort of understandable to us out here.
I'll do the best I can. It gets a little complicated because different things are done for different reasons. Trying to stay as close to the cap for opening night so you get more relief as time goes on and all those things when you got guys on LTI. But we will be cap compliant with 23 players, eligible players on opening night. Brian Russ will be on LTI. That was not the way we were looking to fix this issue, but it's certainly going to give us a number of weeks here to give us a chance to figure out now if there's anything we have to do. We had to make a decision on the goalies. There was a difference of roughly $550,000 on DeSmith and Jari. They both played equally well. That was a tough one, but the cap played a factor in that decision. In any talks I had with teams, knowing that we had two goalies available, the most interest came for Jari, and so I'm hoping by noon today that we find out that we didn't lose to Smith and we're able to keep the depth we want in goal.
Jim, expand on that a little bit, the goaltenders, because DeSmith seemed like such the perfect backup for you, the right mentality for it. And obviously, when Murray was hurt early in the season, I thought he really carried you for a while. And then playing more sporadically later in the season, he wasn't quite as good. Your thoughts on going forward with Jari?
Well, I agree with what you just said. DeSmith is the perfect fit as the number two goalie, and he played that role very well for us a year ago. But Jari is 4 years younger, and we feel the upside to Jari is bigger, and that Jari can grow into be a number one goalie at some point in time. And you know, the game of poker we played here was that we knew Jari would be picked up on waivers. And it's 50-50 whether DeSmith would be. So, like I said, we're hoping that DeSmith clears waivers and we get to keep all the goalies.
So if I'm hearing that correctly, and I might not be, Jim, that wouldn't be a surprise. If DeSmith isn't picked up on waivers, then there's a very good chance that he will be your backup. Is that the right read there?
No. Not to start the season. He would go to Wilkes-Barre, but he's easier to bring back in our lineup if he's our property compared to somebody else's.
Jim, everybody's expecting a big bounce back for Malkin. He's the first to admit he didn't play real well last year, at least by his standards. Have you been encouraged by everything you've seen from him?
For the most part, he's done everything that he needs to do to prepare himself to have a good season. And he came into camp in a great frame of mind. He came back early. His conditioning was really good. He got off track in the one preseason game, but I don't put a lot of stock in that for a star player. You know, those are games that they really don't have a lot of interest in playing in. So I would say overall he's positioned very well. Hopefully we can get the right line mates, or he can get the right line mates, and get the chemistry going right from the start, and then just build on it and have the confidence keep going. So we'll see where it goes.
How about Letang, Jim? He had a great regular season, got hurt, and I think by his admission wasn't really good in the playoff series against the Islanders. What have you seen from him?
Well, in Tanger's case, I mean, he just tries to do too much at times, and he wants to win so bad, and I think that's what happened to him in the playoffs. And so he just has to adjust his game at certain times, beware of when he can make risky plays and when he can't. But, you know, he's a competitor, he's a winner, he wants to win, he'll be very good. I don't have any doubts in that. He'll have a very good season.
A couple more minutes here with Penguins general manager Jim Rutherford. And Jim, as long as I've been covering the Penguins, the conundrum seems to be, how do you let the skill players flourish and be themselves and still play responsible defense? And the numbers show last year that you guys gave up more odd man breaks than any team in the league. So is that one of your top priorities this season, is to put that more in balance?
Well, if we want to get back to having a parade, that's what we're going to have to do. I mean, we all like that that hockey, that up-tempo hockey and offensive hockey, but at the same time, as you pointed out, we gave games away last year. You know, it wasn't good. It never felt good. And we don't have to. I mean, we can play our same style, but just play a little bit smarter, at certain times in games when we're just giving the opportunities away or end up giving games away, especially on the power play. I mean, it's way too risky. But we have good enough players to make that adjustment. It's been pointed out to them loud and clear from the first day of camp. I sat in the meeting with the players at when Mike Sullivan addressed them, and that was the key point that he made.
Jim, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry. So it sounds like for you and Mike, you believe that's more about the players simply changing their mindset than it is the scheme that Sully has, correct?
Yes. Yes. It's just more focus. I mean, there's not a lot we have to change. We just have to be more focused and make better decisions. We have to be stronger mentally.
We talked to you before, Jim, coming into the offseason. You were hoping to get a new deal with Mike Sullivan. You did with Marcus Pettersson, and you did. Matt Murray, you said, you know, there was no rush. You haven't done one yet. How do you feel mentally, where he is mentally going into the season? And I don't know that it ever hurts if a guy's playing for a contract, does it?
No, and the other thing you have to understand is he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year. So you don't have to have urgency. In some cases, you know, we can move forward. In some cases, we don't. But with where the cap is now, and not knowing where it's going year by year, it's hard sometimes to do contracts ahead of time. So we'll just play that by ear. We'll see where it goes. But I like where Matt is right now. I mean, he had a very good camp, and he looks very confident. So he's in a good place.
What's the ideal number of games for Matt?
I would say between 55 and 60, and I'd probably say that about also a number one goalies, if you want to have a goalie healthy and rested come playoff time.
Headline the other day, Jim, Josh Yoey, Penguins are getting closer to trading Jack Johnson. Where is Jack Johnson sort of in the mix right now?
Well, that was some pretty shabby journalism. Because all these reporters here have 24-hour access to me, and when you're going to write something like that, you probably should go right to the person that can answer the question. I don't read the articles, but in a case like that, I have them brought to me by our media relations, and they pointed it out to me, and it was suggested that I talk to Jack Johnson, which I didn't. I would never talk to a player ahead of time thinking about trading him, because you don't know whether the trade's going to go or not. And so anyways, that story got a lot of legs for no reason. There was no truth to it. Jack Johnson's a player on our team, like the majority of players. If the right deal comes along, then you consider looking at it. But the fact of the matter is, the coaches like Jack. They like what he does on our team. He's one of our best penalty killers as a defenseman. And playing in the third pairing with the right guy, he's a good player for us. So I'm sorry to see a player have to go through that, where there's things thrown out there publicly that aren't true.
Is that where he'll be on opening night, third pair in the lineup?
I would suspect so, yes. I haven't seen the opening lineup. I mean, that's Mike Sullivan's decision, but I would expect so.
Jim, we appreciate the time, and good luck this season.
Okay,
yeah, keep them healthy, Jim. Nothing else matters if you don't do that, right?
That's for sure. We'll do our best.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Guys. Thanks a lot. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.